Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
Always a great night when we have the Major Billy Downer with us here on Sports Talk for another edition of SC Wild from DNR. Our phone number to reach us tonight, 888-898-2525. That's our South Carolina Education Lottery lucky number into SC Wild. Did you know that since 2002, more than $2.2 billion in lottery proceeds have been used to fund life scholarships for the state's college-bound students? You can learn more about the South Carolina Education Lottery's impact at seeducationlottery.com/educationwins. Playing for fun is a win for education. And educating is what we like to do here on SC Wild, Major. Talk about hunting safety. And tonight, we're going to focus a good bit on boating safety.
Oh, absolutely. Glad to be here tonight, Phil. I believe we'll have some special guests with us tonight as well. But we're going to talk about boater education. And there's a new bill in the Senate right now. We kind of briefly talked about that last time and kind of talked about the differences in the current law and how this new law, if it is passed, would change things.
Okay. Well, it was about 18 months ago. There was a terrible tragedy on Lake Murray outside of Columbia, and that has led to hopefully some new laws that will prevent this sort of tragedy in the future. And Pat Daniel, our producer, has invited a couple of guests to the show here tonight, folks that he knows well, Pat.
That's right, Corn. Here on Sports Talk, we're proud to introduce Sean and Morgan Kaiser, who were nice enough to join us here tonight on SC Wild, along with, of course, our partner, Major Billy Downer. Many of you have heard us mention the Kaisers before, but for those not familiar, Sean, Morgan, and Stan Kaiser were unfortunate victims in a tragic boating incident on Lake Murray roughly 18 months ago. This incident was yet another unnecessary tragedy to take place on our SC waterways, but DNR and the Kaisers have diligently worked together to help turn this tragedy into a positive for the future safety of our waterways here in South Carolina. Mrs. and Miss Kaiser, thank you so much for joining us this evening. First, Morgan, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. How are you this evening?
Hey, Patrick. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing really well. Sean couldn't be here, unfortunately.
Oh, that's okay. Well, we're sorry to hear that, but we'll be thinking about her. But that's fine. Morgan, still, if you would, without going into too much detail, if you could please just help our audience understand your story and what it is you're working to accomplish here to promote boater safety in South Carolina.
So on September 21st, 2019, I was on the boat with my family, and we were struck by another boat. Unfortunately, my father lost his life, my mother lost her leg, and I was on the boat for all of it. So because of what happened to us, we're trying to push for more boating safety, more awareness for safety, so it doesn't have to happen to any other family.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and we obviously all just feel for you and with your family, and proud of the way you've been able to recover to this part. And Major Downer, if there's anything you'd like to kind of go into from there, I'll turn it over to you.
Sure. So let's talk about the bill for a minute, and I'll let Morgan speak just for a second. I know she was there for the full committee hearing on that. But so there is a bill right now going through the House. There's actually two. Through the Senate and the House, but there's one, the Senate really got a little more motion behind it. And that bill is Senate 497. It's mandatory boater education. And it's sponsored by Senator Campson. But what it does is this. So basically, let's talk about what our current law. Current boater education law requires you, if you are under the age of 16 and you want to operate a boat of 15 horsepower or greater, you must take a boater education course and to pass that course and have proof of that on your person to operate the boat. So it's under 16. It's basically for young people. That's basically what our law says. The exceptions to that are if a young person's with someone 18 years of age or older who's not under the influence of alcohol and or drugs, that they can operate a boat then. So they can operate with their mom or dad or with an older brother, perhaps, or an uncle or aunt. But essentially, in a nutshell, that's our voter education law right now. If you're under 16, it applies. Once you turn 16, it all goes away. You can operate a boat without any education. What the new law does is change that, and it's been a movement across the nation with states doing the same thing of requiring mandatory voter education for adults. So what this does is not necessarily, this does not make it where an adult has to take voter education. Let me say that right now, because a lot of people get real upset real quick. But what it's going to do is eventually it will affect everyone. And this new law basically says it's unlawful for a person to operate upon the waters of the state a vessel powered by an engine of 10 horsepower or greater, a personal watercraft or a specialty prop craft, without him possessing a South Carolina voter education certificate issued by the department in the person's name, unless the person was born on or before July 1st, 2006. If this law goes through, it would come into effect July of 2022. And basically, if you weren't 16 by that date, you would be required from then on to have voter education. So everybody over the age of 16 is going to be grandfathered in. That's everybody. But year after year, we would slowly get more and more people educated. And as we get down the road, it's a gradual process to where everyone eventually would have to have voter education as the years go by. It takes a lot longer. So it's a little slower process, but it does get us to voter education and to a mandatory portal of that. So we're excited about the opportunity for that. I've often talked about this. You know, about 6 years ago, we went across the state and we did listening sessions around the state in the upstate in Clemson. We did them in Rock Hill. We did one in Columbia. We did it around Lake Murray. We did one in Clarendon County, F.E. DuBose for Lake Marion. We did one at the coast in Horry County. We did one in Charleston for the lower part of the state. And basically, we asked the voting public, hey, what is it that you want in this state? What do you think we need to do with boating in the state to make it safer? And one of the top things every time was education. Everybody wanted education. They wanted mandatory education. The other thing, they wanted more officers on the water, and then it got down to specifics. People wanted to talk about no wake zones and those kind of things. But really, the number one and number two were education and officers on the water. So from that, we've been trying to kind of get to that. It's been a long process, but this new bill this year gives us some hope that there is a chance for mandatory voter education in our state. Again, it's a slow process. It's going to have a born after date, which means it starts, if you're born after July 1st, 2006, you're going to have to take if this bill passes, you would be required to take voter education before you operate a boat of 10 horsepower or greater in this state. Now, there's a couple other exemptions that are out there in this bill. Number one, if you're in possession of a United States Coast Guard, of a license to operate a vessel by the United States Coast Guard or a merchant mariner credential, if you've ever had any of those, no matter if it's expired, you're exempt. Because basically, you're basically taking some boat education. If you're with something going to add to it is if you're with a person, adult, basically, who has met the requirements of the bill as well, a child could operate a boat under supervision. So there are a couple things there. But, you know, this is a big change for us as far as we're looking down the road to see in safer waters in our state. Education, as we know, so many people hit the water in our state. We enjoy great waterways. We've got 30% of our state's water. You know, we've got so many people that go on the coast, so many people inland on our lakes and rivers. Again, we've talked about this. You can't go anywhere in South Carolina without seeing a boat in somebody's yard. Mm. So we're a boating state, but there are so many people coming to our state now to move here because there's a great place to live on Lake Murray, Lake Marion, Lake Kiwi, Lake Hartwell, you know, Strom Thurmond, all these different lakes, these great areas to live. And people are moving to these lakes, and people from out of state are moving here. And unfortunately, there's people moving here that just don't know a lot about boating. They go buy a big boat. We talked about this past year. Mm-hmm. COVID really hit people, and we saw an uptick in boating this past year, like we've never seen. Boats being bought, boating dealerships couldn't find a boat. Their lots were empty, and people just wanted to get outdoors. And a lot of folks buying boats simply don't know how to operate them and get out there and trial by error, and that can lead to some really bad situations. So we're hoping that by encouraging boater education, if this would go through, that eventually we would see less accidents on the water because people will be better educated about how to drive a boat.
Morgan, and we appreciate you being with us tonight. This is SC Wild from DNR with the Major Billy Downer. Morgan Kaiser, our special guest tonight. How do you and your family feel about what you're getting from the General Assembly, from y'all's involvement there? You just heard what the major was talking about. You guys being actively involved in all this. How do y'all feel about what's happening from a state legislature standpoint?
We feel really good about it. We feel very supported by our legislators. We feel like this bill is very good. I agree with everything that Major Downer said. I view this as more of a bill for our children. You know, I mean, for the future generations, eventually everybody will be more educated on our waterways, so everyone will be safer. I want to thank our legislators. I want to thank the senators, the representatives, DNR, everybody that's involved for helping us pass this. And on Safe the Lake, we've had an overwhelming amount of feedback about voters' education as well. Everybody seems to want that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How much do you guys hear from legislators after having been in there and met with them, I guess, you know, given your story? How much are they reaching out to you guys?
Oh, they're beautiful. They're beautiful people. We've talked to all of them. They're so easy to get in touch with. They're so easy to, they listen to everything. They're very supportive, especially when it comes down to something like this. I mean, this is not an overreach of power. This is something gradual. And it's just common sense. Education for people on our waterways.
Mm-hmm. You think about this, Bill, you know, to drive a car in South Carolina, you've got to go take a driver's ed test. You've got to take a test before you get a license to drive a car. Well, in South Carolina, if you're not, once you're 16, you can buy a boat. There's no requirement at all to have any education whatsoever to go drive a boat. And as we've talked about so many times, the biggest difference between boats and cars is boats don't have brakes. And that's a big, you can't hit a brake and stop real quick. You know, boats slide across the water, and you get into jet skis, talking about those, if you don't have power, they lose steerage. Even with the improvements they made, still, people, sometimes they learn trial by error, and sometimes that leads to accidents because they don't learn enough, quick enough. Now, is boater education going to fix everything? Absolutely not. It's not. But at least there's a starting point to get people the basics of education, to start talking about sort of the rules of the road. Because as we've talked about on the lakes, there's not a yellow line. There's not a white line. You don't know where to stay. There's no particular lane to stay in. But knowing how to operate and keep your head looking around and paying attention, driving defensively, if you will, and looking out for other boats and what they're doing is a big part of boating education. We teach that in the class. We talk about that. We talk about the rules of the road there on the water so that folks know a better, just a basic knowledge of, being safe on the water, watching out for other boats. Because, the number one, number two things when you're boating out there, number one is you maintain a proper lookout. And that's one of our main problems with accidents is that people don't maintain a proper lookout. They just simply don't keep an eye out looking around at what's going on around them. When you're operating a boat, if you're pulling somebody on skis and you're looking behind you, even if you've got a mirror, people always still look behind them. You're not looking in front of you. And all of a sudden, things happen when you don't do that. So maintaining a proper lookout is important. And then, maintaining safe speed. We don't have speed limits on boats in this state. But safe speed is based upon the atmosphere at the time. There's, thousands of boats out there on July 4th. You don't operate at full speed the whole day. You just can't. It's too many boats, too much congestion. At night, you don't go full speed because you need to be looking around what's going on. I mean, it doesn't mean you can't go faster at night. It's just when the conditions are such, when they're dark, you probably need to slow down a little bit. Maintain proper lookout again. It goes back to that. Mm-hmm. So those are just basic things we teach in the class.
Sure.
Sorry, Morgan, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, it's okay.
Oh, no, you didn't. You're making great points. I mean, just having this education, just knowing what you're getting into when you go out there, like what he was saying. I mean, there are no road signs. There's no laid out road on the water. Just knowing what you're doing out there helps.
And Major, just to piggyback on what you were just saying, for any of our listeners out there who may their instinct may just be to react negatively, that this is some kind of overreach or just the last thing we need, or more rules, regulations, and so forth. This isn't going to take away anybody's fun out on the waterways. It's just to promote basic common sense boater safety, just to, as you mentioned a moment ago, just so some random person doesn't buy a $50,000 30-foot boat, speedboat, go on the water and have no idea how to operate it before they get out there and hurt themselves or somebody else. These are just common sense measures to help promote safety, correct?
Correct. And it, again, as Morgan and I both have said, this is going to be something that takes time to have an effect, because it's not going to catch people that are 25 years old and 30 years old now, or 40 years old right now. It's going to gradually catch people who aren't 16 yet. If it goes into, if it becomes law, when it becomes law, if they're not 16 the day it starts, from then on, everybody has to have boater education after that. That's the young people. As she said it very eloquently, this is for our children, so to speak, and for our children's children to be safe. No doubt about it. But, you know, I can tell you, I told this, and Morgan was there, I told this to the full committee when they were asking me about just education on the water. And as an officer, I can tell you, back when I first started on Lake Marion, people were moving down here to our lake, and there was a really popular subdivision. A lot of folks from up north were moving down, and they were buying pontoons. Well, back then, pontoons had maybe a 75-horsepower motor on them. Well, now pontoons have a 300 on them. I mean, there's and now they're even making 400. So it's just the speed of boats, the power of boats that are out there now people can buy is so much greater than it used to be. But even back then, I remember pulling up vividly to somebody, pulling up beside an older man, gentleman in a pontoon boat, and I pulled up beside him to just do a quick safety inspection. I pulled up beside him and said, "Sir, if you don't mind, put your boat in neutral real quick. I'd like to do a quick safety inspection. Just make sure, check your life jackets, make sure you got your whistle and your fire extinguisher." And he looked at me, and just as serious as he could, he looked at me and he said, "How do I do that?" He did not know how to put his boat in neutral. He just got the boat. And there are more and more stories like that out there, and that's why education can be so important. Just giving people a basic knowledge of, hey, your boat needs to be, you know, there's a forward, there's a reverse, and there's a neutral. You need to know how to put it in neutral. But that's a story that I've played out many times in my career. It's people just didn't have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
They were enjoying the waterway, but they didn't know even how to put the boat in neutral.
Major.
And that's the person that's out there when your child's out there tubing and falls off the tube or off the skis, and they don't know how to put the boat in neutral. I mean, think about that. That's the thing that kind of just unnerves you a little bit sometimes.
Sure.
And Major, to piggyback on that as well, I'm not sure if we've ever discussed this, but I actually co-owned and ran a boat rental company in a top 10 tourist destination in the world for about 6 years. And the stories I could tell you of what we would have, people come out and rent boats, to your point, they had no idea the simplest forms of operating the boat, even how to turn it on and off. And that gave me a whole new perspective on the need for new boater safety, just basic courses for adults. Now, Morgan, before we let you go, and thank you again so much for joining us, I think I'd be remiss to not at least mention 2 days ago was the one-year anniversary of a very special event that you and your mother and your sister got to participate in. At halftime of a USC women's basketball game against Texas A&M, your mother walked just a couple of months after receiving her new prosthetic leg, walked across midcourt with women's head coach Dawn Staley to a raucous standing ovation from the crowd. And I know that had to be special to you guys. Just wondering how Coach Staley helped motivate you, your mother, for that day, and any kind of support you've received throughout this ordeal.
Yeah, she's amazing. She and her whole team, they're all amazing. I actually talked to her today. She stays in contact to make sure Sean's still staying positive. So, I mean, she's just a beautiful person. It was an amazing experience. I don't really know what else to say. She came to our hospital room when Sean went back to recover, and she just walked in the room, and Sean was like, I can't walk. And she was like, "Well, it doesn't matter if you think you can't walk, you're going to walk." And Sean was like, "Oh, no. And she's like, yep, I'll see you there on March 1st. You're walking across the basketball court." And Sean, she couldn't say no. She wasn't allowed to.
Well, Morgan, we certainly appreciate you being with us tonight. Everybody in South Carolina, pulling for you and your family. They know the story of what happened 18 months ago, and hopefully from that tragedy something good will come out of it. And you guys, what you and Major Downer have been talking about tonight and Pat have been talking about tonight, I think that is something good. So let's think about it that way. And we thank you for being with us tonight.
Well, I do have one more thing to ask.
Sure.
For everybody that's listening, it would be amazing if y'all could contact your representatives and ask them to support Senate Bill 497. It's in the Judiciary Committee right now, and it's going up for hearing. So the more support we get on it, the more likely it is to be passed quickly.
Absolutely.
I'll put a link for everybody's contact information on Safe Lake on Facebook.
And Morgan, if you would please just, what you were just saying, Safe the Lake, if you wouldn't mind telling people where they can find more updated information from you on Facebook.
We have a group called Safe the Lake, that's S-A-F-E, the Lake, on Facebook, where we try to keep everybody updated with all the current voting information, ways to keep safe, and we encourage everybody to come on and give as much information as they possibly can. You know, the goal is to make sure that no other family has to suffer. It's a horrible thing. What happened was terrible, and if we could just save one life, then it's worth it.
Morgan, thanks again, and best of luck to you and your family. We appreciate you being on with us tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, Morgan Kaiser with us tonight here on SC Wild from DNR. Great stuff from her. And unfortunately, Major, it's a story you don't like to have to talk about because it was an absolute tragedy. We remember talking to you about that 18 months ago. We were talking about accidents on the lakes around South Carolina, and that was that unfortunately was a big story at that time.
It was, and you know, and the sad part is it takes tragedies like this to make us take a second look at stuff. And the Boating Safety Act of 1999 that went through happened. We called it Drew's Law because of another terrible accident with the Smith family. Their young son was killed by a drunk driver on the lake. It did, and from that, we were able to get a bill across that made boater education, you know, mandatory boater education. Well, it did. It started the boater education for under 16. It started the thought processes of some of the things we have now in our 5021-870, that, you know, safety parts for driving PWCs, those kind of things. And it changed our BUI law to make it more enforceable. And from that, it's allowed and enabled us to make boater under the influence something that we you know, put as our primary mission on the water to keep people safe, of course. And, you know, again, it's just sad that it takes a tragedy to make us as a state or any state to look at what's going on. But sometimes it's what it takes. And that's what happened in 99. And now here we are in 2021, Morgan and her family standing up with what they believe in based on their experience, telling their story, and willing to relive that story to try to help others in the future. And that's what it takes. And the Smiths were also, Mr. Randall Smith and his wife were also there for that hearing, along with Morgan and her mom. And so they were both there. So a lot of support for boater education. We thank the families that have stood up and said, hey, we need this. We thank the support of our legislators right now that are backing this right now. And we hope for continued understanding as we move forward that this is something that will happen, that we can get education to be permanent in this state for boating in the future. Again, it's a slow process. It's not going to get everybody right now. So the folks that are freaking out going, why do I got to get it? No, you don't. But it's going to get the young people, and eventually it'll get everybody.
Major, that'll do it. Fantastic stuff from your end tonight. Always appreciate it. You have yourself a couple of good weeks, and we'll see you later on this month.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you to Morgan Kaiser. Thank you, Pat Daniel, for putting that all together. Hopefully people took this to heart. Maybe take a step back if you are a boater and maybe not as educated as you need to be. You'll get that education so you can be extra safe on the water. That'll do it for SC Wild DNR here on Sports Talk. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.